taking a look at the soils of Wisconsin. We're visiting today with Jim Bockheim, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Jim, Wisconsin has some very interesting soil types. Can you give us a quick snapshot?
Yes, we have a soil classification system that divides soils into 12 broad orders. We have 7 of those 12 broad orders present in the state. And then the taxonomic system is sort of hierarchical, and it breaks soils down into further categories, and ultimately in soils that can be mapped on the surface at a reasonable scale. And we have about 740 soil series in the state.
Jim, what makes the soils in Wisconsin different or unique?
About 40% of the soils in the state are only found in Wisconsin, but 18% of the soils are unique from the standpoint that there are no other soils in the same family. They're only found here, and they're just one of a kind.
What's distinct about those one of a kind soils?
They have responded to 5 soil forming factors: climate, organisms, relief or topography, the nature of the parent material or the initial material, all operating over time. And somehow those 5 factors have yielded a unique kind of soil in certain areas of the state.
Jim, let's rewind a little bit if we can. Why are we interested in soils in the first place?
We're interested in soils worldwide for a number of reasons. One, food production. 95% of the foodstuffs that we use are produced from the soil. The timber that we use to build our homes, and ultimately even plastics, come from wood products. Our iron ore and aluminum comes from weathered soil material. We're buried in the soil. So the soil plays an integral role in our lives. So I think we need to really have a keen understanding of soils.
And where has soil science taken you in your lifetime?
I have had the opportunity to do research in many parts of the world. I've worked with some wonderful people abroad. I spent a lot of my time in the polar regions, in the Antarctic and in the Arctic. I've worked extensively in South America, Russia, a number of other countries. So it's been very rewarding to see soils on different parts of the Earth's surface, in addition to those that are more or less in my backyard here in Wisconsin.
We've been visiting with Jim Bockheim, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.